guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebacher, president of RML Trading. Bob, looks like a grain market. Corn and beans kind of chopped around here a bit, but wheat was lower all day.
Yep, pretty negative across the board. Of course, beans have had quite a sell-off here. Cheaper Brazilian prices and slowing demand, that type of thing. July beans have had about $1.10 sell-off, I think, from the recent high here about 2 weeks ago. Corn, somewhat the same story, especially in the front months. Some cancellations by China led to the market to have a pretty substantial pullback. Weather looks to see pretty decent, no issues there. December corn got under $5 here today. Then the wheat market, the corridor signing yesterday, got the market on the defensive, and Kansas City from yesterday's high to today's low, I think, has had about a 60-cent pullback, or maybe even a little more than that. And, of course, there again, the tour was going on, concluded today, I believe. So there hasn't been really any positive numbers that have come out of the tour. And if anything, they've been worse numbers. But there again, Russia is selling wheat cheaper than what they were telling the world was going to be the bottom basement of price, and they've undercut themselves. So, of course, that leads to competition. And once again, the exports are not what they could be or should be in the U.S. here in corn, soybeans, and the wheat. So the market on the defensive across the board.
Yeah, for sure. Then the livestock market is understandable. That's firmer with the lower feed costs.
Yep, and then the exports came in as expected, or at least a little bit above last week. So we had cattle up 50 to 70 points, feeders up 330 in the back months due to the lower corn. And the hogs were up $1.50, down $1.50, and looks like they're going to close right in the middle, about 40 on the June. Up 40, I should say.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, as we move forward, of course, weather will be ever more important. And the stock market today is mixed. The NASDAQ keeps rolling higher. The Dow is down 80, so no big shakes there. The other thing is the dollar has had a pretty good rally here, up 73 today. And that's come off its lows. We were about 100 and even and 103.5 today. So that's also pressuring the grain market a little bit.
RML Trading President Bob Liebacher.